Our own Pam Fessler, NPR's Pam Fessler, joins us now. Pam, we have been talking about Ronald Reagan's time in office, his career, his legacy. What are your thoughts about how we will remember this president?
Well, one of the things, Linda, you and I both were covering Congress at that time, and to me, the Reagan Revolution was most evidenced by the fact that for the first time, it seemed that members of Congress and people believed that government actually could be scaled back, that there could be cuts in programs. We had all of this growth in government. And for the first time when Reagan came in, when President Reagan came in, there was a sense that government could, in fact, be smaller and that we could cut taxes and that we could cut government programs.
We have a taped statement which the White House has issued in France. President Bush is in France this weekend. The White House has prepared a brief tape statement which comes from the residence of the U.S. ambassador in Paris. So, Pam, we're going to listen to that right now. This here is President George Bush.
This is a sad hour in the life of America. A great American life has come to an end. I have just spoken to Nancy Reagan. On behalf of our whole nation, Laura and I offer to her and the Reagan family our prayers and our condolences. Ronald Reagan won America's respect with his greatness and won its love with his goodness. He had the confidence that comes with conviction, the strength that comes with character, the grace that comes with humility, and the humor that comes with wisdom. He leaves behind a nation he restored and a world he helped save. During the years of President Reagan, America laid to rest an era of division and self-doubt. And because of his leadership, the world laid to rest an era of fear and tyranny. Now, in laying our leader to rest, we say thank you. He always told us that for America, the best was yet to come. We comfort ourselves in the knowledge that this is true for him, too. His work is done, and now a shining city awaits him. May God bless Ronald Reagan.
President George Bush, that taped statement was issued by the president's office from the U.S. ambassador's residence in Paris. We apologize for the quality of the tape. That was apparently transmitted from Paris to us by cell phone, hence all of the rattling that you heard in the background of that tape. But the sentiments were obviously very strong from a president who very, very much admired Ronald Reagan. Washington correspondent Pam Fessler is here in the studio with us. Pam, I've always thought that it is an extraordinary thing that George Bush, whose father was the president of the United States, somehow appears to feel that he wants to model himself and his presidency after the presidency of Ronald Reagan, that he was somehow more shaped by Ronald Reagan than even by the presidency of his own father. And that emotion and that admiration, I think, was very clear in the president's statement.
That's right. And I think it's just an indication of how strong Ronald Reagan's influence has been, not only on the presidency, but also on the Republican Party. I mean, he so distinctly characterized the main issues that Republicans have run on ever since, which are smaller government, a strong defense, and tax cuts, that the money should be in the hands of individuals and companies and not in the hands of the government.
And President Bush's very strongly held belief also that Ronald Reagan was right in hewing to two or three simple and important ideas and attempting to put them forward.
Exactly.